This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Nokomis, the number 3 seed, a 14-5 record, will start this lineup tonight. Camden Ransdell, a 6'3 senior. Austin McDowell, a 6'3 senior. Carter Sobel, a 6'8 sophomore. Hendricks Barnes, a 6'2 senior. And Braden Sobel, a 6'5 senior. So it's Camden Ransdell, Austin McDowell, Carter Sobel, Hendricks Barnes, and Braden Sobel for Coach Steve Kimbrough, assisted by Brian Pisco, and the third-seeded Skins of Nokomis. Ryan Brown is the head coach of Taylorville. The Tornadoes are 12-5. Starting lineup for the home team on the scoreboard tonight, Taylorville, the higher seed, Jordan Motes, a 6'1 senior. Caleb Rothmeyer, a 6'4 senior. Justin Wright, a 6-foot junior. Jace Birchschneider, a 5'11 sophomore. And Brandon Odom, a 6'1 junior. So it's Motes, Rothmeyer, Wright, Birchschneider, and Odom for Taylorville. Taylorville in the home whites, trimmed out in the purple and gold. Nokomis in the black with the white numbers and the crimson and white stripes as we get ready for this second championship bracket semifinal here at the 51st Litchfield Invitational Tournament. It'll be Carter Sobel at 6'8", jumping against Caleb Rothmeyer at 6'4". For Nokomis and Taylorville respectively, and the tip controlled by Nokomis, and we are underway. The winner will get Mount Zion in the championship game tomorrow night. Wherever Nokomis ends up, we'll have the broadcast for you. Here's Austin McDowell, way on the left side, underneath the Hendricks Barnes with the easy lay-in. And Nokomis quickly gets on the board 2-0. We played 20 seconds of the first quarter, Taylorville with a basketball. Here's Odom, into the corner it goes to Birchschneider. Jace Birchschneider back to the wing to Jordan Motes. Motes gives it back to Birchschneider, and Birchschneider gives the ball off to Motes. Back on the wing it goes to Brandon Odom. Back out front it comes to Rothmeyer. Around to the left corner to Jordan Motes. Motes swings the ball back around to the right side. It's Brandon Odom with the basketball. He'll dribble it back out to the top of the key. Nokomis in that 1-2-2, and they've got the big guy, 6'8 sophomore Carter Sobel out there at the top of the defensive alignment. Here's Jordan Motes going to pop the three ball. No good, and he's fouled by Austin McDowell. That'll be Austin's first personal, first team foul. And at the free throw line for three freebies will be Jordan Motes of Taylorville. We played 60 seconds here in the first quarter and a 2-0 Nokomis lead, but that's being threatened as the first free throw is made by Jordan Motes, and that makes it a 2-1 ball game. Motes is a 6'1 senior for the Tornadoes. Next toss is good. That ties the game at 2. And Motes could give Taylorville the lead here in the early going. Free throw number 3 is long. A rebound pulled down by Hendricks Barnes of Nokomis. So we're tied at 2. Nokomis with the basketball. First quarter action from the 51st Litchfield Invitational Tournament. Barnes underneath the Braden Sobel. Has the ball stripped away. Loose at the lane. Picked up by Carter Sobel, who turns and lays it in. Carter Sobel with his first bucket tonight. Nokomis with a 4-2 lead. 6:40 to go in the first quarter. Some pressure in the backcourt by Nokomis. There's Birchschneider. Ahead it comes to Justin Wright. Back out to Birchschneider. Around to Odom. On to the right side it goes to Rothmeyer. Back out front. Now they swing it to the left side. Out to Jordan Motes. Here's Birchschneider. Back out to Brandon Odom. Back to Birchschneider. Motes back out front. They go underneath now to Rothmeyer. His shot blocked away by Braden Sobel. The ball kicked to the sideline. The three-pointer by Birchschneider no good. And the rebound Nokomis. Here come the Skins leading 4-2. 6 minutes to go first quarter. Carter Sobel, left corner. Gives it out to Camden Ransdell. Ransdell off to Braden Sobel. Tries to lob it to Carter, and it comes off the side of the rim. Turnover number 1 by Nokomis. Down the lane goes Motes for Taylorville. Into the corner, a 3-ball. No good by Birchschneider. The ball loose, and McDowell picks it up. Earlier this year, Nokomis was beaten by Taylorville, 79-60. Here's Carter Sobel. A reverse layup is good. Oh, what a nice move by the 6'8 sophomore Sobel. He's got 4, and the Skins lead by 4, 6-2. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Taylorville with the basketball. Rothmeyer has it knocked away. Turnover number 1 by Taylorville. Now the Tornadoes return the favor with the steal. Down the lane, the layup attempt is no good by Brandon Odom, and the rebound by Nokomis. Here come the Skins. McDowell open for the three. It's in and out. No good. Rebound by Jordan Moats for Taylorville. Here's Moats into the front court. Spins down the lane, puts up the shot, and it is good. A circus move. As he spun around, the ball spun around the rim and fell through, and a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Foul that time on Camden Ransdell of Nokomis, his first, team second. Moats with that bucket has 4 points. That makes it a 6-4 ball game. And Jordan with a chance for an old-fashioned three-point play. And he connects on the free throw. He's got all 5 Taylorville points and a 6-5 lead for Nokomis. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Hendricks Barnes into the front court. A bounce pass off to Austin McDowell, left corner. Now to Braden Sobel. Braden, a skip pass to the right corner to Camden Ransdell. Ransdell on the dribble, back out front. It's a man-to-man defense for Taylorville. Here's Ransdell into the corner. McDowell open for three. Austin, good! McDowell hits the tray from the corner. 9-5, Nokomis, and coming back quickly, Jordan Moats with the layup for Taylorville. He's got 7, and that ties the ball game at 9. 4:23 to go, first quarter. Here's McDowell on number 3. Good! Austin McDowell with 2 trays in the quarter, and that makes it 12-9. I don't think that score is right. 4:12 to go, first quarter. A long 3 by Jordan Moats, no good. 12-9 the lead for Nokomis. 4:03 to go in the first quarter. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's Ransdell with it. I think it should be 12-7. There's a bounce pass taken away by Taylorville. Stolen right back by Nokomis. McDowell comes up with it. Into the right corner to Braden Sobel underneath the Carter, and Carter is fouled. Fouled by Evan Champley, a 6'2 senior who checked in just moments ago. Champley gets his first personal foul, first team foul for Taylorville, and Carter Sobel will be at the line to shoot 2. Scoreboard reads 12-9, but I think it's actually 12-7. Free throw by Carter Sobel is good. He's got 5. That makes it 13-7. All 7 points from Moats tonight for Taylorville. 3:42 to go, first quarter. Next toss from Carter Sobel is right on the money. He's got a half a dozen. 14, well, we'll go with what the scoreboard says, 14-9. Nokomis with the lead, 3:40 to go, first quarter. Taylorville with the basketball. Here's Brandon Odom in the backcourt. Gives the ball off to Jack Livingston, a 6'1 junior who's checked in. Back out front to Jace Berkschneider. Goes with Livingston. Livingston back around to Berkschneider. Here's Odom. A long pass out front. Goes to Livingston. Odom out to Livingston for 3 straight on. No good. Rebound pulled down by Champley. He goes up strong. No good. The ball tipped out into the hands of Moats. Off to Evan Champley. Taylorville with another opportunity. We are approaching 3 minutes remaining. First quarter, Nokomis leads 14-9. Here's a 3 from the wing, no good, and the rebound pulled down by Austin McDowell for Nokomis. Ransdell into the front court. Around to the right side to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes goes underneath now to McDowell. Austin spins with the left hand, puts it up, no good. Tipped by Ransdell, no good, and a foul underneath, and we're going to have a couple of free throws forthcoming from Camden Ransdell of Nokomis. And the foul that time called against Jace Berkschneider, his first, team second. 2:44 to go, first quarter. Free throw by Camden Ransdell is good. Camden gets his first point tonight. 15-9 in the Nokomis lead. 2:44 to go in the first quarter. Next toss is right on the money. 2 points for Ransdell. 16-9. Nokomis with the lead. Taylorville with the basketball. Berkschneider in the backcourt off to Odom. They fire it into the lane to Champley. He turns and shoots. No good. Ball into the hands of Hendricks Barnes. He dribbled it off of somebody's foot. It's loose on the floor. Barnes grabs it and calls for timeout. And they're going to give Nokomis the timeout. 2:28 to go, first quarter. Your score, Nokomis 16, Taylorville 9. More from the 51st Litchfield Invitational Tournament right after these messages. Well, the scoreboard's been adjusted, and now the Nokomis lead is 16-7, which is what I thought it was all along. Moat scoring all 7 points for Taylorville here in this first quarter. Nokomis will get the ball following the timeout as McGowell tosses it into the backcourt to Camden Ransdell. Ransdell ahead to Carter Sobel, but it's intercepted by Brandon Odom. So Taylorville with the basketball. Here's a three-pointer from the wing. Good. Jack Livingston gets a three. That makes it 16-10. Nokomis with the lead and the ball thrown out of bounds. The last touch by Taylorville. So Nokomis will get it underneath their own basket or near their own basket on the baseline. Hendricks Barnes, the trigger man. A 16-10 Nokomis lead. 2:08 to go, first quarter. Barnes looking, fires it underneath to Camden Ransdell, who grabs the ball and all in one motion banks it off the glass and in. Camden with four. 18-10. Nokomis with an 8-point advantage. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Here's Moats down the lane, feeds off to Livingston or off to Champley, and Champley banks it off the glass and in. His first bucket tonight. 18-12, and a bad pass by Nokomis in midcourt. Picked up by Jordan Moats, who drives the lane, lays it up and in, and Jordan Moats with 9 here in the opening quarter. That cuts the Nokomis lead to 4 at 18-14. 100 seconds to go, first quarter. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's Braden Sobel back out to Austin McDowell. Inside to Carter Sobel. Backdoor Braden Sobel. Layup good. Good ball movement that time by Nokomis. Braden with his first bucket tonight. Skins lead 20-14 with 80 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Odom into the front court. Back across to the near side to Moats. Here's Livingston, left corner. Back out to Odom. Around to Burke Schneider on the right wing for the Tornadoes of Taylorville. 1:07 to go in the opening quarter. Here's Champley. Back out front, Livingston, a three straight on, good. Livingston hits his second tray of the first quarter. He's got 6. That cuts the Nokomis lead to 3, 20-17. Under 1 minute to play. Nokomis with the ball. Hendricks Barnes drives in, puts up the shot too hard, gets his rebound, leans in, gives it off to Carter Sobel, who goes up and is fouled. Foul's going to be on Brandon Odom of Taylorville, his first, team's third. And 2 free throws coming up for Carter Sobel of Nokomis. In case you didn't catch it, Mount Zion upset top-seeded Civic Memorial in the first semifinal here in the championship bracket, 59-54. So Mount Zion will play for the title tomorrow evening against the winner of this Nokomis-Taylorville game. Carter Sobel with the free throw has 7 points now. Nokomis leads 21-17. Looks like Evan Champley is out. And into the contest returns Justin Wright for Taylorville. Second free throw good. 8 points for Sobel. Nokomis leads by a Nicholsworth, 22-17. 40 seconds to go. Here's a three ball up, no good by Burke Schneider for Taylorville. And the rebound to Nokomis. Ransdell in the backcourt to McDowell. Under 1/2 minute to play. Austin into the front court. Double team in the coffin corner. Gets the ball across to Hendricks Barnes. Now to Ransdell. Back to McDowell. Austin had to leap high for it. He drives into the edge of the lane. Now the ball knocked away and picked up by Taylorville. Here comes Justin Wright, and he has the ball stolen away. And now Wright commits the foul. It'll be out of bounds for Nokomis. A flurry of action from end to end. Wright gets his first, team's fourth for the Tornadoes. And with 9 seconds to go, first quarter, Nokomis gets the ball back, leading 22-17. And Austin McDowell will be the trigger man into Ransdell. Off to Carter Sobel. 6 seconds to go. Carter into the corner to Braden Sobel. Across to McDowell. Austin, a three ball, no good. And that ends the first quarter of play. And the championship bracket semifinal, your score, Nokomis 22, Taylorville 17. Second quarter action coming up in just a moment. Terry Toad back at Nokomis High School. And I know many of you have offered up prayers and best wishes to me in recent months because of my illness. And I'm going to ask you to do the same to a young lady from Nokomis, Aiden O'Malley. Aiden is having some health problems, and we're not going to go any further into it, but if you can offer up some prayers and best wishes to the O'Malley family, and in particular to Aiden, we would appreciate it. 22-17, the Nokomis lead, as we get ready for quarter number 2 here at the Litchfield Invitational Tournament. Greenville will play Hillsboro tomorrow afternoon at 4 for 5th place. That'll be live on FM 106.1. Following this broadcast, the Litchfield Painted game for 9th place. And Dave Jenkins will have the call on that game. So a busy, busy time of the year. Fun week, tournament week. Taylorville will get the basketball to begin the second quarter of play. Burke Schneider will be the trigger man into Jordan Motes. Motes around to Jack Livingston. Back to Motes at the top of the key. Skip pass to Livingston left side. There's Motes at the point. To the free throw line. Back out. It comes to Jace Burkschneider. Back to Motes on the wing. Burkschneider back around to Livingston. Livingston looking for the cutter through the lane. There he's got Motes. Motes on the wing. Dumps the ball back out to Odom. Straight on. Livingston to three. Around and out. No good. Tipped out. Livingston gets the ball back for Taylorville. Nokomis leading by five. We've played a half minute in the second quarter. Taylorville with a basketball. Motes for three from the wing. Good. Motes with a dozen tonight. And it's 22-20. Nokomis with a two-point advantage in the basketball. Here's McDowell off to Carter Sobel. Carter back out front to Camden Ransdell. Down the lane he goes. Feeds off to Braden Sobel. Layup good. Braden with four. 24-20 Nokomis. Layup attempt no good by Justin Wright for Taylorville. The ball knocked out of bounds by Camden Ransdell of Nokomis. So Taylorville will get the basketball on the baseline. Taylorville quickly down the floor. They're a good team in transition. Ball comes in to the corner to Jack Livingston. Back out front to Justin Wright. Here's Livingston. Back around to Burkschneider. Burkschneider off on the wing to Odom. Brandon Odom will walk the ball out towards the top of the key. Bounce pass to Livingston. Jack turns, shoots from 10. Good. Livingston has 8 points tonight. 24-22, Nokomis with a two-point advantage in the ball. 6:37 to go in the first half. Here's Ransdell in the backcourt, now into the front court to Hendricks Barnes. Braden Sobel, right corner. Across it goes to McDowell, knocked out of bounds by Justin Wright of Taylorville. So McDowell will inbound the basketball for the Skins right in front of the stage area. Nokomis leading by a deuce, 24-22. Into Carter Sobel. Back out to McDowell. Here's Ransdell near the top of the key out near midcourt. Off to Austin McDowell. Back out to Ransdell. Around to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes looking for the lob in. Goes back door off to McDowell, who banks it off the glass too hard. Rebound. Carter Sobel couldn't hold on to it. Taylorville comes up with it. Down the lane, Chase Burkschneider. Layup good. Burkschneider with his first bucket tonight. Ties the game at 24. 6 minutes to go, first half. Nokomis with the ball. Now it's stolen away by Jordan Motes. And Motes is fouled by Camden Ransdell. Turnover number seven by Nokomis. Ransdell will get personal foul number two, team foul number three. And it'll be out of bounds for Taylorville. Here comes Ben Marley off the bench. Ben's going to replace Ransdell. Ben's a 6'2 senior. So the ball will be inbounded by Taylorville on their own baseline. Rick Toll, one of the officials, talking to the kids out there before the inbounds play. And Motes will fire the ball out to Jack Livingston out near midcourt. Around to Justin Wright on the right side. Back out to Livingston near the center jump circle. Here's Odom off to Burkschneider. Back to Odom. Odom to Livingston. Livingston back to Odom, top of the key, around to the right side to Jordan Motes. Motes fires it back out front. Odom, a long three, no good. Rebound by Hendricks Barnes of Nokomis. We're tied at 24, 5.5 to go, first half. Nokomis with the basketball. Barnes in the backcourt, double teamed. He needs help. Gets it ahead to McDowell. Austin, a bounce pass across the floor, goes to Carter Sobel. Off to Braden in the left corner. Braden Sobel back out to Hendricks Barnes and now to Carter Sobel. There's Barnes out near midcourt. Skins a bit discombobulated right now. Here's Ben Marley near the left elbow. Bounce pass to Barnes. Hendricks drives in and he's fouled. Gonna be out of bounds for Nokomis on the baseline. And the foul that time on Jack Livingston of Taylorville, his first, team's fifth. Here comes Ransdell back in for Nokomis. Wright is out. Nick Livingston in, a 6'1 junior for Taylorville. And Will Kettlecamp, a 6'4 junior, is in as well. As Odom and Wright both leave the Taylorville lineup. Meanwhile, Nokomis inbounds the basketball. Here's Ransdell in the right corner. Gives back to Carter Sobel. We're tied at 24, under 5 minutes to play, first half. Winner gets Mount Zion tomorrow night in the title game. Here's Hendricks Barnes. Left side, pops the 10-footer, no good. Ball loose, knocked out of bounds. It's going to belong to Nokomis. Ball will be inbounded right in front of the Taylorville bench. Taylorville has outscored Nokomis 7-2 in this quarter. Here's Ransdell. Off to Carter Soffel from 10, air ball. And the rebound pulled down by Taylorville. Here's Berkschneider to Nick Livingston. A three ball from Nick is no good. Rebound Ben Marley for Nokomis. Back come the Skins. We're tied at 24 with 4:24 to go in the first half. Carter Soffel on the dribble in the left corner. Back out front to Camden Ransdell. Camden walks it back to the top of the key out near the center jump circle. Goes left side to Carter Soffel. Carter picks up his dribble. Back to Ransdell. Goes baseline to Braden Soffel. Open from 15. In and out, no good. Rebound Carter. Put back is no good. Carter Soffel will get a couple of free throws and we may have a technical foul. Dan Smith, one of the officials, looking very closely at Jordan Motes from Taylorville. I think Motes came close to getting teed up. Carter Soffel will shoot two for Nokomis. Under 4 minutes to go, first half. We're tied at 24. Soffel's free throw good. Carter with 9 points tonight. 25-24 Nokomis. Ben Marley out. Austin McDowell back in for Nokomis. Motes is out. And back in, Brandon Odom for Taylorville. And the next toss from Carter Soffel is good. He's got 10. That makes it 26-24. Skins lead by a deuce. 3:50 to go, first half. Taylorville with the basketball. Berkschneider off to Jack Livingston on the right wing. Livingston takes a dribble off to Berkschneider. Back out to Odom at the point. Odom to the free throw line. Back out to Nick Livingston. Around to Jack Livingston. Here's Odom from the right wing. Back out front to Nick Livingston. To Jack Livingston out front. Here's Berkschneider. Berkschneider gives back to Jack Livingston. As Taylorville has spread the floor a bit here. Here's Nick Livingston. Back to Odom on the right wing for Taylorville. He'll drive in, stop, give the ball back out to Nick Livingston. A three is up, no good. Tipped around, who's got it? Underneath, shot is up and in for Jace Berkschneider and a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Berkschneider with four. That ties the game at 26. The basket will count, and the foul is going to be on Braden Soffel, his first, team's fourth for Nokomis. So a free throw here by Jace Berkschneider for Taylorville will give the Tornadoes their first lead of the night. And that's what he does. Nichols were the points for Berkschneider, 27-26. Taylorville with the lead. Nokomis trying to inbound the ball, throws it into the hands of Taylorville, and a layup by Berkschneider. He's got seven, and the lead is now three for Taylorville, 29-26. 3 minutes to go, first half. Here's Carter Soffel. Out front it comes to McDowell. Austin gives back out to Camden Ransdell. Off to Carter Soffel on the left wing. Carter dribbles around the perimeter. Back out to Camden Ransdell. Around to the right side to Austin McDowell. Looks like Taylorville has switched to his own. Here's Carter Soffel. Ball knocked away, picked up by Taylorville. Then knocked away again by Nokomis. And now a foul in the backcourt on Jack Livingston of Taylorville. So the team's trade turnovers. That was 10 for Nokomis, 4 for Taylorville. And a foul on Jack Livingston, his first. That's the team's 7th. Check that. 8th foul. And the 1-1 for Camden Ransdell of Nokomis. 2:28 to go. Here in the first half, a three-point lead for Taylorville. Ransdell, free throw in and out, no good. And the rebound by Odom. A long pass to Berkschneider. Jace leans in, puts it up and in. Berkschneider with 9 all in this quarter. 31-26 Taylorville. Nokomis with a basketball. Here's Carter Soffel in the left corner. Carter takes a dribble. Bounce pass back out to Austin McDowell. McDowell
Back across to Camden Ransdell. Ransdell fires it off to Hendricks Barnes. Carter Sobel. Back across to McDowell. Austin, a quick three-pointer is no good. And the rebound battled for, and Carter Sobel. Call for the bump in the back. And Carter will get his first personal foul. That is the 15th foul for Nokomis. And it'll be out of bounds for Taylorville in the backcourt. Under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Taylorville leading 31-26, and the Tornadoes have the basketball. Here's Nick Livingston, a three is good. Livingston, his first of the night. 34-26 Taylorville. 100 seconds to go first half. Nokomis with the ball. Here's McDowell off to Carter Sobel. Carter stuck on the baseline. Out to Camden Ransdell for three. It is no good. Nick Livingston the rebound for Taylorville. Out to Jack Livingston. Into the front court come the Tornadoes with 80 seconds to go in the first half. Taylorville leading 34-26. There's Jack Livingston out front, around to Nick. Back to Jack Livingston. Off on the wing, a three-pointer by Jace Burkschneider, no good. Braden Sobel the rebound for Nokomis. Out to McDowell, bounce pass to Camden Ransdell. Ahead to Hendricks Barnes. Hendricks stops, fires it back out to Ransdell. Back to Barnes, right wing, under a minute to play, first half. Here's Barnes, had the ball knocked away. Gives it off to Braden Sobel. Back out to Ransdell. Back door off to Carter Sobel. Carter goes up, has the ball stripped away. Taylorville comes up with it. 40 seconds to go. Here's Kettlecamp with the ball out to Jack Livingston. Odom with it out near midcourt. Taylorville leading 34-26. Half minute to play, first half. Championship bracket semifinal game number two tonight. From Litchfield, Mount Zion upended top-seeded Civic Memorial in the first game tonight. Out front with the basketball, Burkschneider out near midcourt with 18 seconds. Around on the wing to Brandon Odom. Odom with a dozen seconds. They try to go inside the lane, knocked away. Picked up by Nokomis. Pass down to Carter Sobel. He steps up, puts it up and in. Carter Sobel with a dozen, 34-28. And Livingston tries to get the shot off at halftime and is unable to do so. In the second championship bracket semifinal at the end of the first half of play, it's Taylorville 34, Nokomis 28. Back with third quarter action right after these messages. Back at the 51st Litchfield Invitational Tournament as we get ready for third quarter action. Taylorville leads Nokomis 34-28. Coming up after this broadcast, Dave Jenkins will have the broadcast of the Litchfield Paina game. That'll be for ninth place here at the Litchfield Invitational Tournament. And we'll be talking scores and our broadcast schedule tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. 34-28 lead for Taylorville. When these two teams met earlier this year, Taylorville beat Nokomis 79-60. That was early in the season. Looks like Nick Livingston, Jack Livingston, Jace Burkschneider, Brandon Odom, and Jordan Motes out there for Taylorville. Nokomis counters with Hendricks Barnes, Camden Ransdell, the Sobel boys, Carter and Braden, and Austin McDowell. Ball comes into Ransdell, and we are underway here in this third quarter. Skins are trailing 34-28. Here's Ransdell around to Hendricks Barnes. Ransdell back to McDowell. Austin open for the three ball. It's off the mark. Rebound Carter Sobel. Carter feeds across to Braden. Braden puts it up and missed it. It's loose out front. Ransdell with it. Camden feeds off and it goes right into the hands of Taylorville. Here's Motes feeding off to Burkschneider. His layup attempt no good. And we're going to have a foul underneath and a couple of free throws coming up. And the foul called against Austin McDowell of Nokomis, his second, team's first. And it'll be Jace Burkschneider at the line to shoot two. Jace had 9 points all in that second quarter in the first half. Now has 10 with the free throw here. And the lead extends to 35-28 in favor of Taylorville. Burkschneider, a 5'11 sophomore. Next toss is up and good. He's got 11. And that makes it 36-28. Nokomis with pressure in the backcourt. They're having a difficult time. Here's Barnes. Now into the front court to Austin McDowell. McDowell on the baseline to Braden Sobel. Lobs into Carter. Double team. Back out to Hendricks Barnes from the right elbow. The shot is short. He follows the shot. Puts it up and in off the glass. Hendricks Barnes with four. 36-30. Long outlet pass down to Nick Livingston. Back to Jack Livingston. Here's Odom out front as Taylorville sets up their offense. We played a minute in the third quarter. Taylorville with a 6-point advantage. Here's Birchneider, right side into the corner to Nick Livingston. Skip pass across to Brandon Odom. Jack Livingston in the left corner. Bounce pass into Jordan Motes. Motes double team, gives it back out to Livingston. Top of the key to Odom. Odom gives it off to Birchneider. Birchneider out on the wing, right side. Nick Livingston, a skip pass to Jack on the left side. Back out front it comes to Jace Birchneider. Birchneider to Odom. Into the left corner, Livingston. Now a three ball up by Birchneider is no good. Rebound by Camden Ransdell for Nokomis. Skins down by six, have the ball. 6:23 to go, third quarter. Here's Braden Sobel. Across it comes to Camden Ransdell. Camden spins, lost the basketball, picked up by Carter Sobel, who puts it up and is fouled. Foul's going to be on Brandon Odom, his second. Team's first for Taylorville this half. And it'll be a couple of free throws for Carter Sobel of Nokomis. Carter with a dozen tonight. Skins trail 36-30. Winner gets Mount Zion in the championship game tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock here at Simmons Gymnasium. Free throw good by Carter Sobel. He's got a baker's dozen. That makes it 36-31. So Nokomis cuts the lead down to 5. And Carter will try to make it a 4-point game, and he does. 14 points for Carter Sobel. Nick Livingston is out, and Will Kettlecamp is back into the lineup. He's a 6'4 junior for Taylorville. 6:15 to go, third quarter. A 4-point lead for Taylorville as the Tornadoes have the basketball. Here's Birchneider off to Odom. Into the right corner to Jack Livingston. Bounce pass down to Jordan Motes. Back out to Livingston. Top of the key. Here's Motes with it. Off to Birchneider. Livingston, right corner. Now comes out on the wing. Long pass back out to Brandon Odom. Top of the key to Birchneider. Around to the right side to Jack Livingston. Back out front to Odom. Off to Motes. Odom at the point, near the free throw line. Back to Livingston. 5.5 to go, third quarter. Taylorville 36, Nokomis 32. Taylorville with the ball. Here's Odom. Back out to Livingston. He launches the three. No good. Rebound Jordan Motes for Taylorville. Gives the ball back out on the wing to Birchneider. Here's Odom spinning in the lane. Had it stripped away. Loose on the floor. Kicks the ball back out to Jack Livingston as Taylorville holds on to it. Here's Motes with it. Back out to Livingston. As Odom resets the offense. Here's Jack Livingston in the lane. Double team, triple team. Ball knocked away. Livingston picks it up. Kicks it out to Jordan Motes on the wing. Motes from the left side on the dribble. Fires it back to the right side to Birchneider. Jack Livingston in the right corner. Back out front to Odom. Back to Livingston. Going to pop the three ball. Good. Jack Livingston with his third three of the night. He's got 11 on the evening and a 39-32 lead for Taylorville. 4:40 to go, third quarter. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's Camden Ransdell off to Carter Sobel into the front court. Carter, a couple of dribbles back to Ransdell. Free throw line jumper from Camden, no good, and the rebound pulled down by Odom. Outlet pass to Birchneider, and Birchneider puts it up, and no good. He'll get a couple of free throws. That foul could be on Hendricks Barnes. Yep. Hendricks gets his first, team second, and a couple of free throws for Jace Birchneider. He just hit a couple a while ago. He's got 11 points tonight. Taylorville with a 7-point advantage and make it 8. A dozen points for Birchneider. 40-32 Taylorville in the lead. Camden Ransdell is out for Nokomis, and Connor Engelman, the 5'8 senior, is in. 4:25 to go, third quarter. Next toss is right on the money. Baker's dozen for Birchneider. 41-32, a 9-point advantage for Taylorville as Hendricks Barnes had the ball knocked out of his hands. As Nokomis got the ball inbounded, and then Barnes got trapped. 4:21 to go in the third quarter. Now they need to wipe off the basketball. Got a little moisture on it. So Barnes will inbound the basketball. It's a tough spot to inbound. He's down on the baseline towards the corner. Not much room down there. Gets the ball in to Austin McDowell, who scores in the Taylorville basket. McDowell scores on the wrong end of the bucket. On the wrong end of the floor, and that makes it 43-32. Nokomis with the basketball. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Jack Livingston. Ball will be inbounded by Engelman. 4 minutes and 1 second to go, third quarter, 43-32. Taylorville with the lead. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's Austin McDowell. Back across to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes leans in, feeds it down to Braden Sobel, into Carter Sobel. Carter goes up strong and is fouled by Will Kettlecamp. Kettlecamp gets his first, team second. And Sobel will be at the line to shoot two for Nokomis. Carter with 14 points tonight. Free throw up, free throw good. 15 points for Carter Sobel. Ransdell is back in. Barnes is out for Nokomis. 43-33. So it's a 10-point Taylorville lead, and now the lead is cut to 9. And Sobel has 16 points tonight. 43-34. Taylorville with the lead and the ball. 3:45 to go, third quarter. Who will play Mount Zion tomorrow night for the title? Jack Livingston, a three ball from the left corner. No good. Rebound by McDowell. Austin pounded in the backcourt. Gets the ball off to Camden Ransdell. Long pass ahead to Carter Sobel. Sobel spins as the ball knocked away. It's saved by Taylorville. And here's Berkschneider, an uncontested layup. Berkschneider with 15 points tonight. And that makes it 45-34. Back to an 11-point lead for Taylorville. 3:15 to go, third quarter. Here's Engelman down the lane. Lays it off the glass and in. Connor with his first bucket tonight. 45-36. Taylorville with a 9-point lead and the ball. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Livingston with the ball. And the ball thrown out of ball out of play. And it's going to belong to Taylorville. Apparently touched in there by Nokomis as it came skipping across the lane. So the Tornadoes inbound the ball right in front of their own bench. Here's Jack Livingston along the left sidelines. Couple of dribbles into the corner. It goes to Berkschneider. Feeds back to Livingston, who lays it up and in. Good ball work that time. 13 points for Jack Livingston. 47-36. Taylorville with the lead. 2:40 to go, third quarter. Nokomis with the ball. Carter Sobel out to Camden Ransdell. There's Braden Sobel. 10-footer good from the baseline. Braden with 6 tonight. 47-38. Taylorville with the lead and the ball. 2.5 to play, third quarter. On the wing, here's Moats, a three ball. Good! Moats hits the three. He's got 15 tonight. That's his second tray of the evening. 50-38, Taylorville. Carter Sobel with the layup on the other end. He has 18 points tonight. That makes it 50-40. Taylorville by 10. Tornadoes with the ball. A three up and good. And a chance for a four-point play. As Jace Berkschneider was fouled. McDowell got him. Austin got his third personal foul, third team foul. Berkschneider now with 18 points and a chance for a four-point play. 53-40 is the Taylorville lead. 2:04 to go here in the third quarter. Jack Livingston is out. Justin Wright back in for Taylorville. And the Tornadoes' Jace Berkschneider, a chance for a rare four-point play, and he got it. 19 points for Berkschneider. 54-40. The ball comes into Ransdell, and he is fouled by Justin Wright of Taylorville. Wright called for the push. His second, team's third. Out of bounds, Nokomis. Kettlecamp is out into the lineup. Caleb Rothmeyer, 6'4" senior, one of the starters tonight. Nokomis gets the ball back under 2 minutes to play third quarter. Now a steal at midcourt by Jordan Moats. And then it's stripped away and picked back up and put in by Berkschneider. Berkschneider with 21, 56-40. Taylorville with the lead. Nokomis with the ball. And with 1:45 to go in the third quarter, timeout is called. From the 51st Litchfield Invitational Tournament, third quarter action. It's Taylorville 56, Nokomis 40. Back with more in just a moment. Well, Nokomis up to this point in this third quarter has been outscored 22-12 as Taylorville leads 56-40. A minute 45 to go in the third quarter. Earlier tonight, fifth-seeded Mount Zion up into top-seeded Civic Memorial in the other championship bracket semifinal. So the Braves of Mount Zion, and they are guided by head coach Brian Graven from Auburn native. His father coached for many years at Auburn. So the Braves will be playing in the championship tomorrow night against the winner of this game. And Taylorville has the better of it right now here in the third quarter, leading 56-40. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's Ransdell. Gives the ball off to B.J. Chaussee, a six-foot senior who's checked in for Nokomis. Engelman off to Camden Ransdell. Ransdell gives back. Well, he's trying to hit Chaussee, but he threw the ball into the hands of Taylorville. Here's Moats off on the wing to Birchschneider for three. No good. Rebound by Braden Sable. And Braden hit in the face, and he falls to the floor. Nothing done on purpose, just an accident. They're going to call for some help. As Braden still on the floor. And the foul is going to be called on, I think, Justin Wright. That's going to be his second, team's fourth. Meanwhile, Braden Sable is up and walking off the floor under his own power. He gets a handshake from Brandon Odom. Meanwhile, Ben Marley will check in, at least for a while, for Braden Sable. Of course, Braden's been dealing with a sore knee. He's going to head down to the locker room and get some help. Let's hope we see him back in the lineup soon. Minute 20 to go in the third quarter, a 16-point lead for Taylorville. Nokomis with the basketball. Sable across to Camden Ransdell. Ransdell gives off to B.J. Chaussee. Back out to Ransdell at the top of the key. Camden fires it back to Chaussee. Back to Ransdell. Under a minute to play. Here's Carter Sable. They try to feed underneath to Connor Engelman. And a foul called against Taylorville. And this one will be on, I think, Birchschneider. Yep, Jace will get his third. Team's fifth. Ball inbounded by Nokomis with 55 seconds to play in the third quarter. Here's Ransdell, a three from the corner. This one's off the mark. Rebound on the weak side by B.J. Chaussee. Chaussee dribbles back to the wing, fires it back out front to Camden Ransdell. 42 seconds to go, third quarter. Skins with the basketball. Here's Carter Sample in the lane. Almost lost it. They try to feed off to Ben Marley. It's deflected away. Tell you what, throw that ball in the lane. Taylorville's going to have their hands out. They've done a good job of deflecting passes all night long. Birchschneider leaves, and Nick Livingston comes in for Taylorville. And ball will be inbounded by Hendricks Barnes for Nokomis on the Nokomis baseline. Here's Carter Sable. Back out front. The ball poked from behind into the backcourt and rolls out of bounds. It's going to belong to Nokomis. Half a minute to play, third quarter. Taylorville 56, Nokomis 40. And Hendricks Barnes will inbound the basketball. Comes into B.J. Chaussee in the backcourt. Here's Ransdell with it. Back across to Chaussee into the front court. B.J. feeds off to Carter Sable. Deflects off his chest and off the hands of Ben Marley and goes out of bounds. Turnover 15 by Nokomis. Jack Livingston, well, they couldn't get him back in. 18 seconds to go in the third quarter. And it looks like Taylorville gets the ball back and will go for the final shot. Into the corner to Rothmeyer. Back out to Jordan Moats with five. Moats, a bounce pass off to Wright. 2 seconds to go. Moats, a long NBA three, and I'll be darn he hit it. Was he even in bounds? I think he was. Wow, what a long shot that was. 18 points for Moats after three quarters of play in the championship bracket semifinal at the Litchfield Tournament. It is Taylorville 59, Nokomis 40. Back with fourth quarter action in just a moment. Jennifer Gamm producing our broadcast tonight here on WSMI FM 106. Our scores for you tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. Sports Saturday tomorrow morning. We'll set up all of our high school basketball coverage on Championship Saturday. Nokomis will have Chaussee, Carter Sable, Hendricks Barnes, Camden Ransdell, and Ben Marley out there. It'll be Jordan Moats, along with Jace Birchschneider, Jack Livingston, Brandon Odom, and Caleb Rothmeyer for Taylorville. So here we go, Birchschneider. Off to Jack Livingston, down to the baseline to Odom. Across to Moats, a three ball from the corner, no good. Ball slapped up in the air, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Taylorville. So Nokomis will get the basketball. Taylorville, the number two seed. Nokomis, number three. Of course, Taylorville, a 3A school. Nokomis, a class 1A school. Here's Hendricks Barnes down to the baseline. A shot rejected by Jordan Moats. Braden Sobel comes back in, replaces Ben Marley for Nokomis. Good to see Braden back in there. He got bopped in the face in that third quarter. So he's recovered. They get the ball to him. He banks the ball off the glass and in. Braden Sobel with eight. 59-42. Taylorville with the lead and the ball. We played about half a minute here in this fourth quarter. Here's Moats with the basketball. Into the corner it goes to Jace Birkschneider. Out front to Odom. Into the left corner to Rothmeyer. Back to the point to Moats. Moats down the lane, puts up the shot, no good. Scramble for the rebound. Coming out with it, B.J. Chaussee for Nokomis. To Camden Ransdell. Ransdell back out front to Barnes. Hendricks down the lane he goes, lays it up, and no good. And a foul on Carter Sobel. Battling for the rebound. Carter will get his second. That'll be the team's fourth. It'll be out of bounds for Taylorville in the backcourt. 6:54 to go in this game. Taylorville leading 59-42. They outscored Nokomis 25-12 in that third quarter. Outscored Nokomis 17-6 in the second quarter. Now a foul on Hendricks Barnes as he collides with Brandon Odom near midcourt. And Barnes will get his second personal foul, fifth team foul for Nokomis. Out of bounds for Taylorville. 6:44 to go in the ball game. We'll have a full day and evening of basketball tomorrow. We'll start with afternoon action from here at the Litchfield Tournament with Hillsborough playing Greenville in the fifth place game at 4 o'clock. And here's a foul called against Nokomis as Caleb Rothmeyer was fouled in the act of shooting. So that foul goes against Camden Ransdell. That'll be his third, team sixth. Couple of free ones for Rothmeyer tonight, who has yet to score in the ball game. And he connects on the first free throw. And that makes it 60-42 in favor of the Tornadoes. .635 to go in this ball game. Looks like Taylorville could be headed to the title game tomorrow night. Next toss, no good. Rebound by B.J. Chaussee, who had it, lost it, gets it back. Hands the ball right to Jordan Moats, who goes in for the layup and gets it. Moats with 20 points tonight, 62-42, a 20-point lead for the Tornadoes. Here's Barnes, has the ball stripped away. Jace Birkschneider in for the layup. He is fouled by Hendricks Barnes. Third foul on Barnes, seventh team foul. Two free throws coming up for Birkschneider. The wheels haven't come off the wagon yet for Nokomis, but they're getting pretty wobbly. A 20-point lead for Taylorville, 62-42. 6:15 to go in the ballgame. Jace Birkschneider at the line. He's got 21 points. Free throw is short. And a second free throw coming up. Thanks to our friends here at Litchfield. Great tournament, great hospitality room, good people running a good tournament. 51st year of the Litchfield Invitational. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's Hendricks Barnes, right wing, back out front to Austin McDowell. Austin back to the top of the key, off to Carter Sobel, off to B.J. Chaussee from 15, no good. Braden Sobel, the rebound, put back good. Braden banked it off the glass, he's got 10. 62-44. As Taylorville throws the ball out of bounds, that's the sixth turnover tonight for Taylorville. And Nokomis will get the ball back. 5:48 to go in this game. And Taylorville has been in control from about the second quarter on. Here's McDowell into the front court. Gives off to Hendricks Barnes. His pass deflected away. Turnover 18 by Nokomis. Here's Birkschneider. Layup good. Birkschneider with 23. back to a 20-point advantage for Taylorville, 64-44. 5.5 to go in the game. Here's Hendricks Barnes with the ball. Leads off to Austin McDowell. Going to pop the long three ball. No good. Comes back out to Barnes. Hendricks, free throw line jumper is no good. Rebound Chaucy. BJ's shot, no good. And he's going to shoot a couple of free throws. And the foul that time, I think, on Jack Livingston. No, it's not going to be Livingston. It's going to be Champlin. His second, team sixth. And Chaucy with a couple of free throws. BJ hits the first one. His first point of the night. That makes it 64-45. Taylorville with the big lead, 5:12 to go in the game. And BJ Chaucy from Nokomis with a second free throw. This one's right on the money. Couple for BJ. He will leave the game, and Connor Engelman comes back in for the Skins. 64-46, Taylorville with the lead and the basketball. Looks like a date tomorrow night with the Braves of Mount Zion for the championship game here at the Litchfield Invitational at 7 o'clock. As Mount Zion upset top-seeded Civic Memorial 59-54 earlier tonight. Here's a high-low pass down to Champley, who grabs it, scores. 4 points for Champley. 66-46, Taylorville by 20 again. 4:45 to go in the ball game. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's Engelman into the right corner to Braden Sobel, across to Austin McDowell, who banks it off the glass, no good. Rebound Jordan Motes. Motes on the fly. Puts it up, no good. Tip up, good. I think they're going to give that to Jack Livingston. He has 15 points. That makes it 68-46 in favor of Taylorville. Ball got away for a moment. Play is stopped, so they'll make some substitutions. Odom is out. Kettlecamp is in. Nick Livingston is in. And Jordan Motes out for Taylorville. So Nokomis inbounds the basketball. It's one of these types of games that sometimes you learn more from a loss than you do a victory. And Nokomis is going to have to approach it from that angle. As they throw the ball over the head of Braden Sobel out of bounds. Turnover number 19. Of course, play some 3A schools and you're a 1A school. That helps prepare you for postseason tournament time, which is kind of in the back of the head of head coach Steve Kimbrough, I'm sure. There's a bad pass by Taylorville. Nokomis comes up with it. Engelman into the front court, under 4 minutes to play. McDowell around to Camden Ransdell. His pass deflected away. How many passes tonight has Taylorville blocked? It's been a bunch. Ben Marley in, B.J. Chaucy in, Braden Sobel out, Austin McDowell, Braden Sobel out, McDowell out, Berkschneider's out for Taylorville, and Blake Dooley is in, a 5'5 junior. Nokomis with a basketball, 3:50 to go in the ball game. The Skins will be playing for third tomorrow night against Civic Memorial. We'll have the broadcast for you tomorrow evening following our coverage from the Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI FM 106. Here's B.J. Chaucy, three-pointer up, no good. Rebound on the weak side by Nick Livingston, who gives it out to Jack Livingston. Long pass into the front court to Kettlecamp. Into the corner to Dooley. Back out front to Livingston. From Nick to Jack, back across to Dooley. Dooley into the corner. Off to Evan Champley. Around to the right side, off to Nick Livingston. 3:12 to go in the game. Taylorville leading 68-46. Tornadoes with the basketball. Here's Nick Livingston, a three ball, good. It's his second three of the night. He's got a half a dozen. 71-46. First meeting was 79-60 between these two teams. Taylorville winning. Nokomis with the ball, 2:50 to go in the game. Here's Camden Ransdell. Back around to Connor Engelman. Back to Ransdell. Engelman. Back to Camden. Out front, down the lane. Tries to feed off to Ben Marley. The ball knocked away. Turnover number 20 by Nokomis. Taylorville with the ball, 2.5 to play in the ball game. Here's Champley. Back out to Nick Livingston, to Jack Livingston. Dooley. Off into the corner to Kettlecamp. Kettlecamp back out front to Nick Livingston. Jack Livingston right wing. Into the corner to Dooley. He's going to pop the three ball, overshot everything. But Nick Livingston is there to pick it up. Here's Nick, going to pop the three ball. No good. Long rebound comes out to Carter Sobel for Nokomis. 2:05 to go in the game. Taylorville leading 71-46. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's Ransdell with it. Off to Carter Sobel. Back to Ransdell. Engelman with it. Back out front. Engelman back to Camden Ransdell. Around to B.J. Chaussee. Ransdell open for the three. It is short. Rebound by Champley for Taylorville. 100 seconds to go. Tornadoes are going to win this game and move into the championship game tomorrow night. Here's Jack Livingston off to Will Kettlecamp. Blake Dooley takes a dribble, gives it back out to Nick Livingston. 80 seconds and counting. There's Jack Livingston out into the center jump circle. Now dribbles to the right wing. Back out front to Dooley. Kettlecamp takes a dribble. Back to Livingston. From one Livingston to the other. And now timeout called by the official. Something ended up on the floor. So we're going to stop play. And a couple of substitutes will come in. Isaiah Bruder, a 6'6 junior from Nokomis, has entered the lineup. Let's see who else has come into the lineup. Trevor Wright, a 6'2 junior from Nokomis. Ben Marley's back in as well. So it looks like the starters are out for Nokomis. A minute to play. Taylorville leading 71-46. Here's Kettlecamp. Out front to Nick Livingston. Off to Dooley. He's going to pop the three. Got it. Dooley with his first bucket tonight. 74-46. Tornadoes have punished the Skins tonight. 40 seconds to go. Here's Marley. Back out on the wing to Trevor Wright. Engelman's pass knocked away. Connor gets it back and now has it stripped away. Champley drives down for the layup for Taylorville and missed it. Rebound pulled down by Nokomis. 22 seconds to go in the game. And it will be the Taylorville Tornadoes and the Braves of Mount Zion going at it tomorrow night for the championship in the 51st Litchfield Invitational Tournament. Nokomis will take on DeSalto Civic Memorial for third place. It's a shot up, no good, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. And with 2 seconds to go, Nokomis will inbound the ball on the baseline. Trigger man will be Trevor Wright. Into the corner, Chaussee's three is no good. And the final, Taylorville 74, Nokomis 46. Back with a wrap-up in just a moment. Terry Toad back at Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School, the final tonight. Taylorville 74, Nokomis 46. Scoring-wise for Nokomis, Carter Sobel had 18 points, 10 from Braden Sobel, 4 from Hendricks Barnes, 6 from Austin McDowell, 4 from Camden Ransdell, 2 from B.J. Chaussee and Connor Engelman with a deuce. Quarters of 22, 6, 12, and 6 for Nokomis. They were perfect from the line tonight. 14 out of 14 had 21 turnovers. They are now 14 and 6, and they will play Civic Memorial in the third place game tomorrow evening at 5:30. A game you can hear the broadcast of tomorrow evening on FM 106. For Taylorville, 23 points from Jace Berkschneider. 6 points from Nick Livingston, 3 from Dooley, 20 from Jordan Motes, 4 from Champley, 15 from Jack Livingston. Rothmeyer had a single point, quarters of 17, 17, 25, and 15. Taylorville, 9 of 13 from the line, had just 7 turnovers in the game. And with the win, they're 13 and 5 on the season. And they will play the Mount Zion Braves tomorrow evening, at 7 o'clock for the championship here in the 51st Litchfield Invitational Tournament. Well, that's going to do it from Simmons Gymnasium tonight. Our venue will switch to Panther Gym. Dave Jenkins is standing by for the Litchfield Pena matchup on the other side of this break. We'll switch to that venue. Once again, the final, Taylorville 74, Nokomis 46. I'm Terry Tote. So long from Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School.